AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Officials in Baltimore haven't revealed how a 25-year-old black man taken into police custody sustained a significant spinal injury that ended his life. But a police union lawyer says Freddie Gray wasn't seatbelted in a police van that transported him to a police station and later to a hospital. Gray, however, who lapsed into a coma and died last Sunday, was handcuffed and restrained in leg irons.
Enough is enough. This has been the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back.
Jamal Bryant, pastor of a local church, says the Baltimore Police Department has been heavy-handed for years.
There needs to be a complete revamp of the system because they've been able to have belligerents at will without fear of any repercussion.
After scuffling tonight with police at a barricade, protesters staged a peaceful stare-in at police headquarters. President Obama wants his new attorney general to work with law enforcement agencies to build trust between them and minority communities.
Making sure that they and the communities together are working so that everybody feels safe and everybody feels like the law's working on their behalf.
In remarks tonight in New York City to the annual Women in the World Summit, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Loretta Lynch's confirmation today as Attorney General was long overdue.
Finally, Loretta Lynch will be able to assume the position she has trained her lifetime to hold.
Prosecutors rested their case today in the sentencing trial of the Boston Marathon bomber after playing video of a mother crouched over her 8-year-old son as he lay bleeding to death on a sidewalk at the finish line. It was a scene prosecutors hope will linger in jurors' mind while they determine whether Yohar Tsarnaev lives or dies. This is AP Radio News. An Iranian convoy suspected of carrying weapons to rebels in Yemen has reversed course.
The official says it's unclear where the 9 ships are heading now, but they're no longer moving toward the Yemeni port of Aden. The Pentagon has said it's possible the ships might be carrying advanced weapons to Houthi rebels, which would violate a UN Security Council resolution. Several U.S. warships have been keeping an eye on the convoy, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter would not say yesterday whether the U.S. would forcibly stop and board one of the ships if it entered Yemeni waters. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama is pledging solidarity with Armenians, but isn't calling what happened to them 100 years ago genocide. On the eve of the day marking the centenary of the Ottoman massacre of Armenians, Turkey's president said today his nation's ancestors never committed genocide in 1915. I'm Ross Simpson.